hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're giving the gift of scuba. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Get it, tanks? You know, you got to work that in at least once a year. All right, so by the way, we finished up Hour 1. That was really interesting. That Sea Lab book, you can pick that up at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You pick it. They got it everywhere. And it really would be a great gift for the water enthusiast on your list.
You can also check out the author both on Facebook and at his website. His name is Ben Hellworth, H-E-L-L-W-A-R-T-H. That's H-E-L-L-W-A-R-T-H. You can search him on Facebook and like his author page, or you can go to his website, which is benhellworth.com.
All right, so we got some more ideas for you. Remember, scuba diving lessons, an open water class for the non-diver on your list makes the perfect gift. Don't forget that. That's number one. We got books. We got dive gear, all that kind of good stuff. How about giving the gift of fitness for the new year? To get in shape, maybe give a gift to yourself. We're going to address that a little bit later on in the big show, as well as trying to stay in shape during the holidays, which can be somewhat difficult. Coach Izzy is going to come on board to give us a little workout on today's show. But first, it's time to be a scuba snob with our buddy Dennis from scubasnobs.com. This is a good thing. You want to be a scuba snob. Am I right, Dennis? You'll back me up on this. You got two books to basically prove it, right?
Yes, yes, we do. Being a scuba snob is almost as good as partying like a rock star at DEMA.
Yes. Well,
where,
and it does much.
You'll do much less
damage on your liver as well.
Most of the time that's true.
Most of the time.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So scubasnobs.com. There, that's the place to go to, and you can get book one of the scuba diving guide to, or scuba snobs guide to diving etiquette, books one and two. And before we continue on, I think you're offering up a special deal for the holidays for our listeners today. Am I right, or am I putting you on the spot there, Dennis?
We are. No, not at all. We have a special scuba radio offer. And real quickly, if any of your listeners will email me, dennis@scubasnobs.com. It's a real easy email address, dennis@scubasnobs.com. And they can either send me their phone number or their email, and we will contact them right after the holiday weekend, and you can get both books for $20, and that $20 includes all tax and shipping.
Whoa.
So that's almost $10 off. And we will personalize them any way they want. We have a decent supply of books in, so we're not going to limit the offer by number of people, but we're going to limit it for 7 days. So from now until next week's show, email dennis@scubasnobs.com. We'll get back to you. You can get both books for $20 all in. We'll throw in some stickers, and I actually have a couple dozen scuba radio stickers left from the Colorado Dive Show. We'll throw those in as long as they last, too. So they can get all kinds of good stuff, including the chapter in each book that deals with buddy diving, which is our scuba snobs diving etiquette subject for the day. But
well,
both books, $20 all in, including tax and shipping, and we will get them out to you within 24 hours of talking to you or getting your email on Monday.
Does that include rust proofing?
So there's a deal.
Rust proofing.
Will you throw in the rust proofing? If you throw in the rust proofing, I think we've got a deal.
Okay, and the steak knives.
All right.
Wow, Gensu knives as well. Sweet. But, I'll tell you what, the Scuba Radio stickers you mentioned, those things are priceless, obviously. But secondly,
they are.
We get so many requests for people, will you send me some Scuba Radio stickers? And my answer is always no, because it costs more to ship these stickers. We won't do it. So you buy a couple of these books for $20, you'll throw in a couple Scuba Radio stickers. You get two gifts for one, and then all these extra bonuses. A great deal. Dennis at scubasnobs.com. You got to email him and ask for the deal, and Dennis will hook you up. All right, so let's talk about some of the stuff that is actually in the book or things that you can share with us now. And listen, I think we're going to focus on just being a good dive buddy. Is that right, Dennis?
That's exactly right, and it's one of the things you hear every time you turn into Scuba Radio is we believe in the buddy system just like diving. And while there are some people who are certified, take special training for extra safety, precautions, redundant equipment to do solo diving, we all know that the best way to dive is with a buddy, not only for safety, but to share the experience with somebody else. But not everybody's a good dive buddy, and so we have a chapter it deals with how to be a good dive buddy and rules of etiquette as between dive buddies. And there's a short list of rules, but they're all really, really important.
Okay, let's go through some of those. What are some of the rules to being a good dive buddy?
Well, the first one is to stay with your buddy. As simple as that sounds, there are some people that think if they jump in the ocean at about the same time and stay in the same ocean, that they're being a dive buddy, but that's not true. You need to stay close enough to your buddy so that if they have a problem, you're close enough to render assistance. Or if they see something really cool, you're close enough that you can remark on it, or you can come over and enjoy whatever they might be seeing. We're not just talking out of air. There might be entanglement in the kelp. It might be attacked by a vicious barracuda. Mm. There's all kinds of reasons, but stay close to your buddy. And a lot of buddies, you don't realize how quick, if you move different directions, you can lose your buddy. It's kind of like a date. I think buddy diving's a lot like a date. You go to a dance with your date, you take your eyes off her, you look at another dance partner for a minute, next thing you know, you can't find your dive buddy anywhere. Well, that's just wrong.
Right.
That's just rude. Dance with the one that brung you and dive with the one that you're buddied with. That's the first rule.
Yeah, I would agree with that immensely. I've been accused on both sides, though, I will say. But you know, a lot of times I'm doing underwater photography, or I'm shooting these videos, and my dive buddy, I will always have an idea where they're at. But I have been in situations where they decided to just leave me. But it was more of a personal thing. You know what I'm saying? They've had enough of me. It's like, okay, same ocean, same buddy kind of thing. And that is slightly irritating. They were not being a very good dive buddy when they did that, were they?
No, they weren't. And you know you can avoid that by following one of the other rules, which is get to know your buddy before the dive. Debbie, the scuba diva, and I dive together a lot of times, but sometimes I go on trips and she doesn't go. And you get paired up with what people on our friend Scuba Board and other websites call the Insta-buddy. I don't know if you've experienced that.
Yes.
Well, rather than just jump in the water, get to know them. And, you know, who are you? When's the last time you dove? I think that's a real important question.
Right.
What do you want to do on this dive? You're going to take video. You're going to take pictures. You've got to let somebody know that. What are their expectations?
Hey, Dennis.
And if it's not a good date, get a different date.
Hey, Dennis. Dennis, I'm glad you're going to be my buddy. I'm wondering, hey, do you like pina coladas and long walks on the beach? I'm just asking.
That's a different kind of buddy. That's more of a bear kind of thing.
Yeah.
But,
and the answer is, who's asking?
Right. Exactly. You know, the problem with me, though, is I don't have the problem with Insta buddies, where you get teamed up with someone you've never met before on a dive boat. Hey, will you dive with me? Sure. Always
Greg's
went very
problem
smoothly.
Is completely different.
It's after
he's
they
always
get to,
he's always the short. The person who drew the short straw gets to be Greg's buddy.
No,
it's always
not
that
like,
way.
No, what happens is the people that I know real well and I dive with them, they're the ones that have a tendency to go, oh, God, I got to get away from this guy. So the more they know me, the more they want to stay away from me. And that's just a problem for me, right?
Well, let me tell you that we can't cure all personal problems with a couple of small paperback books. But the fact of the matter is,
that's what's booze is for. But
there you go. But that's somebody else's book.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, no, that's not true. We do have a chapter on drinking and diving. Never mind. That's
exactly.
A different chapter. Okay.
Different chapter.
Anyway.
Different motivation. I gotcha. All right. Yeah. So, a lot of this stuff is common sense, but you address it in a fun, humorous way there in the guide to being a scuba snob, Guides to Divers Etiquette, book volume 1 and 2. By the way, this is in which volume? Is this in 2 or 1?
There's some discussion of buddy diving in both books, but in chapter 5 of book 2 is entirely about buddy diving.
Well, there you go. ScubaSnobs.com. ScubaSnobs.com. Go there and pick it up today. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, giving the gift of scuba here on this Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to check in with the Master, Neil Watson, hardest working man in the dive industry, in just a bit. Recap some of the DEMA show and looking forward to the Florida Water Festival coming up in Fort Lauderdale in April. So we got that coming up. But first, let's get some viewer mail. James emails us and says, I've been thinking about going pro. I wanted to see what it would cost to do this. I have an open water nitrox certification. How long would it take to complete? By the way, I also go by Vaughn in the chat room, in the Scuba Radio chat room. All right, Vaughn or James, whichever you prefer. Well, here's the deal. All right, time-wise, to become a patty open water instructor, you could do this and a program like I did in Fort Lauderdale back in the day of a span of like, you know, 7 to 10 days. There's programs out there throughout the U.S. where you could do this. So you could do a condensed open water instructor certification in that amount of time, depending on the amount of dives you have. You have to have at least, I believe, 60 dives. If you're open water nitrox and you've been diving a while, I would guess maybe you already have reached that milestone. But some of the programs that I'm talking about, you know, you can go to patty.com, you can go to ssi.com, you can go to naui.com, and they will have details on how you could go through a program like that. Or you could spread it out and go with, you know, a longer-term program. But it could be condensed down into like a 10-day program. Maybe even going to some exotic place like Utila and in Honduras or someplace like that. There's many places where you can become a PADI open water diver instructor or NAWI or whatever the case may be. But you need to go to the agency's websites to check that out. So that'll give you a time frame. Cost-wise, you know, it varies wildly. You know, one of the other options you might want to consider, just like giving the gift of scuba to the non-diver on your list, just go into your local dive center and start talking to the owner of the shop. A lot of times they're looking for extra people to help out with classes and things like that. You might be able to cut a deal with them and say, hey, if I become a instructor here locally, can I you know, help? Can I work with you? And maybe there's an arrangement where they'll help you, you know, achieve your instructor status in return for helping them in the store in some capacity with teaching classes and that kind of thing. So that's a route to go. Cost-wise, you know, this can range anywhere from, you know, I'd say probably you're going to drop $1,000 at least to become an instructor-level person. Now, a dive master, maybe about the same. It depends. Once again, this is one of those things where the market fluctuates depending on where you are in the country, or the world for that matter, and what kind of deal you can cut with your local dive center. So it could be, you know, probably low end of a grand to one of those big blown out 10-day programs that take you from soup to nuts, from, you know, a nitrox diver all the way to instructor or beyond. That could be, you know, several thousand dollars. Okay, so it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, the time frame, the location. There's so many variables in there that are going to affect how much it costs. Okay, but it is doable. And it's very practical, depending on where you are in the country and what you want to achieve. But you really need to think about what you want to do with this. Are you going to want to be an independent instructor? Do you want to go work with your local dive store and work it that way? That's usually the easiest and most economical way, is to go into your local dive center and tell them you want to become an instructor and teach scuba diving. And then you can usually work out a deal where you can work under their insurance policy and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of benefits in going that route. But I would say start with the agency website, patty.com, naui.com, ssi.com. Just pick your agency and maybe do some more research right there, and that'll give you a good starting point other than just going into your local dive center. So once again, I wish you the best. Happy Thanksgiving. Regardless of what you do, pick up a certificate and get the non-diver on your list, some scuba diving lessons, and you'll be good to go. Hopefully that helped, James, or Vaughn. James Vaughn is his name. That's it.
Vaughn. James Vaughn.
Yeah. Now, CJ is not here today, one of my dive students, but he was nice enough to email me a picture. Check this out, Bill. You know how I love the lobster, right? And we just got through Bike Week. I don't know if this had anything to do with Bike Week and Daytona Beach or not, but someone decided to combine their love of lobster and motorcycles. Check that out. He actually made a motorcycle out of the leftover remains of a boiled Florida lobster. And that is quite impressive, isn't it?
That is that's a sharp-looking rod.
That is an artiste or someone with way too much time on his hands.
Orange County Choppers has nothing on these guys.
I'm telling you what. I wonder if it could inspire such a ride. I mean, but literally, he took the shell of a lobster And he did an entire motorcycle.
Okay, I don't think that's only a full-size motorcycle.
It's not full-size. I'd say that's probably, what, about maybe 2 feet in length?
Yeah, maybe two
it's
feet.
It's a good size. It's a, you know, I'd say that's about a six-pounder. Yeah.
I think it's more than one lobster.
It could be, yeah. It looks like it has double tails.
There's a couple of carapaces.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's two tails. There's one carapace. Just one carapace, which is the main meat, you know, body and horns. But this is impressive. This is a piece of artwork, and it should be. They should make a real motorcycle like that. I'm sure that's what CJ was inclining or pointing out for me and said, hey, look, you got this coming down the pike, Greg. Get on this, baby. You might want to place a bid, have it commissioned, and I'll think about it, CJ. All right, here's another one. Michael Cron, you know, we talked about the annual Roadkill Roast, the 20th anniversary of the Roadkill Roast to benefit Divers Alert Network, took place just a couple weeks ago, or actually, I think, while we were in Vegas for the DEMA show. And, you know, we had them on. I donated some prizes and things like this. Believe it or not, it's the Blue Dolphin Dive Club here in Orlando has been putting this thing on for 20 years, a Roadkill Roast. Now, they don't have real roadkill. Even though I keep telling them, if you actually offered up roadkill, you'd probably even get more people just to come, just more of like an oddity type of thing. But they have real barbecue and stuff. But they call it the Roadkill Roast. And this thing, for the last several years, has been one of Divers Alert Network's biggest fundraising things for any dive club in the entire United States. Once again, they've done it again. They're making a big donation to Divers Alert Network. And we got to give them... props for that. Good job on the 20th anniversary of the Roadkill Roast. We got more gift ideas and then some for the scuba diving team for Thanksgiving next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, given the gift of scuba this Thanksgiving weekend, we're giving you a few ideas. There's some other things. You need to think about yourself. It is the, you know, giving is the best gift, as they say. But, you know, you gotta take care of number one as well, right? And this is where this kind of falls into, well, this next idea falls into this category. Coach Izzy is on the line. He is on Scuba Radio. He is our fitness guru, Kettlebells for a Fit Diver. He wrote the book on it, and he is on Scuba Radio to tell us about it and maybe to, you know, give us some ideas on how to stay fit for the holiday season as well. Coach Izzy, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. All right, so let's talk about the books. First of all, you've just published your books. They were kind of more in like a newsletter form up until last year, I guess, and then you've kind of put them out in a much more comprehensive format now, right? Do I got that right or am I wrong? I don't know. I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, we're close enough. The book was released last year.
Yeah,
but I did a major overhaul in. I released the second edition,
right. And okay. The
thing with the second edition is that it comes with a companion website, because a lot of people were asking me for videos, for warm-ups, for exercises.
Right.
So now when you get the book, you get access to the website where you have all that information, you have ideas how to cool down, how to warm up, and mobility exercises and things like that. So it's been an exciting project, and it's been growing.
Yes. Well, there you go. And it is important, especially when you're dealing with these kettlebells, which basically are substituting for dive tanks. I mean, you could do some of these skills with dive tanks, but that would be highly irregular. You would look goofy, and you'd probably hurt yourself. So the kettlebell is the way to go as far as lifting things and, you know, to apply exercises that we use for diving or in our diving activities. So we're going to talk about some of these and, once again, how to stay in shape during the holidays using some of these ideas and skills next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coach Izzy is on the line. He wrote the book called Kettlebells for a Fit Diver. The second edition is out now. Definitely another great gift idea for the holiday season for the diver on your list that has everything but needs to stay fit. You know what? And this may be one of those things where you need to get it for yourself. You buy two books, keep one, go through the program, get access to the website, and stay fit, because, you know, unfortunately, this is one of the things that a lot of divers tend to overlook. Are you with me, Coach Izzy? Is that really what led you to this career path of yours, or what?
Yes, sir. You're correct in there. The Danish statistics have shown us that 7 out of 10 divers are overweight or obese. And from my experience in the dive trade shows, I think it's more like 80 or 90%. And the sad part is that when you try to talk to divers about fitness, they turn their heads away. They don't want to hear about it.
Yes.
But, you know, once you get their attention, they are willing to do that. They're willing to do the work. And one of the things I realize is when people don't get results, it's not because they're not working hard. They do work really hard, but they need some guidance, and this is what the book and the website do for divers. And
it gives you a program.
That's a good way to start the year.
Yeah, and the thing is nice about this is that the exercises are geared towards what we have to be able to do when we're scuba diving, lifting tanks, weight belts, a lot of lifting and skills like that. That's one of the biggest ways people end up hurting themselves, or after a day of diving, their back is sore. And all these tips and these exercise routines that you offer with the kettlebells are
absolutely
specifically designed for scuba diving.
Now, of course, and I'm going to ask this question. Mm-hmm. What part of the body do you think, Coach Izzy, that most divers need to be working on that they're neglecting?
The backs, their butts, and their hamstrings.
I'm with him on the butts. I've seen way too many big asses on the dive boat that I'd like to see minimized. You know what I'm saying? Or
yeah,
covered up.
Well, I don't think that exercising necessarily minimizes the side. That's diet and cardio, you know, to burn fat.
No,
this
you gotta
is
firm
building
up those,
the muscles.
You got to get those buns of steel, or don't you, Coach Izzy? That's what we're talking about. You got to firm them up.
Yes, yes, yes.
No more
and,
jiggling.
Just to add something else to the points that you're making, and more than us staying safe, is we have to remember that we dive with our buddies, and we are responsible for their safety as well. If we ever have to rescue them, or we have to rescue ourselves, we have to have the physical stamina to pull out of those sticky situations. And having a strong legs, having a strong back, it's all definitely going to help us accomplish
that. I will tell you, Bill, honestly, if you're my dive buddy, you're gonna have a much better chance of me coming over to help you if you look good. If you look like you really shouldn't be doing this anyway, I'm probably going to move a little slower. You hear what I'm saying?
So it, what you're saying is
it's like the survival of the fittest. You need to stay fit. You know, and if you look good, you have a better chance of more people coming to your aid.
You look marvelous. Sometimes it's better to look good than to feel good.
And I will say, you know, I'm saying this to Bill, but that's really not the application I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? I prefer to think, you know, the ladies, you know, try to look good on the boat. They're going to have much more people.
But you always said you loved my curves, Greg.
That's not, no, it wasn't the same thing. But it helps. It's good. Yeah, like I said, you got to watch out for your buddy and that kind of thing. Now, Izzy, what about some of these techniques? Or I mean, the kettlebells. Is that what drew you to the kettlebells? Is it because there was a direct correlation between like lifting dive tanks and things, or what?
Yes. One of the things I like about kettlebells is they're very simple to use and they don't take a lot of room. Even if you only have one kettlebell, you can do a lot. So that's one of the huge advantage. If I don't have much room in my house, so all the room is taken by my gear.
Right.
The second thing, and what drew me to the kettlebells, is when I was getting ready for my open water test and I had to do the swimming portion, I had not done any swimming for, like, years, mm-hmm. and I was still able to do the swimming portion without getting tired and ahead of everyone, and the only thing I had been doing at that point was kettlebells. Mm. So that led me to think, like, well, there's a lot of potential into this, and a lot of divers could definitely benefit from this, and the idea was born.
Very good. Once again, it's Kettlebells for Fit Divers. Second edition is out now. And let's give out the website before I forget here, Coach Izzy. Where are we going to send them? To the kettlebellsforafitdiver.com with a dash between each one, kettlebells-for-a-fit-diver.com, right?
Yes, that is one way to do it. That is for the Platinum Edition,
yeah.
Which you have access to all of the website features.
Right.
Or you could go to Amazon.com and get the book, which comes with the premium access to the website, gives you access to all the exercises and all. With the Platinum Edition, you get extra programs, you get extra videos, and you get access to all the future upgrades at no extra cost.
All right, now, how much is it going to cost me for you to actually do the exercising for me? Because that's really where I'm at. In my life, I'm old enough and comfortable enough with my body that I'm not going to do any of this work. So how much do I have to pay for you to do the exercising for me?
No pain, no gain, Bill.
I don't know, Bill. If you guys want, I could stop there by the late spring and make sure that you are doing your exercises properly and get you started. What do you think?
Yeah, basically, he'll beat you to a bloody pulp until you get fit. Yeah. I mean, this is hardcore stuff, Bill.
All right. Well, all right. Late spring, you come by, and if I'm still able to fit through the door, we will see what happens.
No, I don't think it works like that. How much is that book if you go to Amazon there, Coach Izzy?
$49.
Well, how much is it again? Say it again.
$49.
Yeah, so it's an entire
that
program.
Tax to the website.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, this is a substantial book. It has, you know, graphics in. Even if you didn't go to the website, all this stuff is mapped out. There's, you know, an entire program and thing for you to fill out and track your progress. Now, what about these other pamphlets or these other books? Scuba Diving Fitness, The Missing Component, Extortion, Bribes, and Shysters Cannot Get You. Now, what is that about?
That book is about, see, one of the things that, this is what just Bill is talking about, is what is it going to take for me to do these exercises?
Yeah.
And one of the missing component is preparing the mindset. And most people think it's a very difficult thing to change habits, and I'm telling them, no, it is not. If you don't change your habits, if you don't change your mindset, it doesn't matter what you do. You are not going to get permanent results.
Right.
No. That's just silly nonsense talk. That is the defeatist attitude. If I keep doing the same thing I've always done, I'm sure I will get different results this time.
Bingo.
Right.
No?
Yeah. See, this is why we need a coach for him.
It's the power of positive thinking. I'm thinking that I will get slimmer if I do nothing.
Okay.
Well, that's part of it, but there are actions that you can take, and there's the science that shows that the littlest steps that you take, little things that you do, actually create physical changes in your brain. And reshapes your behavior. And it's not difficult to do. It's like, if you're a right-handed person, you can teach yourself to write with the left hand.
Yeah.
And it's the same process in our brains. So if you want to substitute one bad habit with a good habit, it's not that different, and people think it's too complicated. So a lot of times people just focus too much on diets, on exercises, and they neglect their mindset completely. So that's what this book is all about, is that's the missing component. If you've been trying to lose weight, get in shape, and you've been trying every exercise program, every diet program, means that you need to address this part.
That's right. So it's mind, body, and spirit type of program we're talking about, not just lifting kettlebells and swinging them around. You take care of the whole mental aspects of getting in shape as well, right, Coach Izzy?
That's correct.
Excellent. All right. Well, once again, the website, kettlebellsforafitdiver.com with a dash between each word, or just go to amazon.com and look up Kettlebells for a Fit Diver. Look for the second edition. Buy the program. The other supplemental books, I guess, is what these are. The Scuba Diving Fitness, The Missing Component, Extortion, Bribes, and Shysters Cannot Get You. I feel much better about that now.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry, and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down.
Crockett is dialed up 8888-SCUBA. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Crockett. What can we do for you, my friend?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Greg.
Well, back at you. Okay, thank you very much.
And an early Merry Christmas. I've got I sent you a little video clip of Terry Huber from Deep Blue Adventures and myself when we were at Matava, and it's a picture of her shooting photos of a manta ray.
Very nice. Terry, yeah, I saw her out there in Vegas at the DEMA show. So you were out there at Matava with her?
Yes, I was.
Well, there you go. So were you guys, were you there right before Vegas, right before the DEMA show?
Oh, no, I was there in 2010.
Oh, okay, okay. So she just put up a video that you wanted to forward to me. Okay, well, I'll take a look for that. Given the gift of scuba, sharing the joy, I saw...
Yeah, it's a video that I shot of her. You won't see me, you'll just see her.
Okay, all right, fair enough. I'll take a look for it. Carrie's a great gal.
Actually, that's not a lose-lose situation there.
What do you mean?
Video which Crockett shot, which doesn't have Crockett in it, but has her in it.
True. Yeah,
I would actually describe that as a win-win.
It is. Terry's
no offense, Crockett.
A wacky gal, and she was in Vegas having a good old time as well as Richard and Stewart from Matava. We were hanging out there as well and getting into trouble, reflecting on our adventures in Fiji. But hey, let's wrap up today's show with sharing a few little flashbacks as they start to come into my memory banks finally after a week of sobriety. Dan from Reef Safe is on the line. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Surviving DEMA.
You have survived DEMA in Vegas, and you were nice enough to put some of our girls to work out there as well.
At the
Reef Safe booth. They were moonlighting or daylighting. I don't know what were they, but they were hanging out in the Reef Safe booth as mermaids, as well as the Bahamas Isle, and then doing the rock star thing in the morning. We had a good time last week, didn't we there, Dan?
That was fantastic. Very busy.
Yes, a lot of people picked up their little samples of Reef Safe sun care products and took it back to their dive shops, and hopefully it'll show up on your store shelves at your local dive center in time for the gift-giving season if it hasn't already. Make sure you look for it and ask for it by name. Good stuff. It's Reef Safe, and it's good for your skin. Keep that skin, those sunburns at bay, and it's also good for the reef. It won't harm the reef, and obviously as divers, we like that. So what else is going on in your world there, Dan? I know you have a few things coming up. And
getting ready for the Reef Safe new packaging launch in 2 weeks. We got Pasta Pantaleo, marine artist from Isla Mirada, to paint us eight new paintings that we have changed and transformed into the labels.
The bottles now look like a piece of art, nice little colorful piece of underwater artwork. So that's really pretty cool. So that'll start showing up in the next few weeks or months, I guess, as part of the Reef Safe product line, right? And I know you're looking for some ways to stimulate the economy. You're actually looking to hire. And being that it is, small business, what is it today? Small business something?
Small business Saturday.
Small business Saturday. We are here to inject some enthusiasm into this economy of ours for someone who would like to, I don't know, be a Reef Safe lather upperer? Or what's the official title for that?
Kind of like a Reef Safe local sales rep for your area. So a chance to, pick up some extra coins, sell in Reef Safe, help the environment, help your pocketbook, wallet, get a little greener.
Okay. So it doesn't matter where you are in the country,
is a piece of cardboard box and a street corner to stand on.
No,
there you go.
I mean, maybe so. I guess so.
Yeah.
You need you just need some bear skin to, showcase the product. No, all you have to do, what you would do, is go to your local, retailer or local dive center that sells sun care products and just tell them about this cool product, Reef Safe, and, pick up the product, make a few bucks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. They've got to be eco-friendly. They got to get the Reef Safe message. They should have some contacts. That would be quite helpful.
Yeah.
And if they're a diver, that's even more so, snorkeling.
But you're not going to discriminate. You want them to have contacts, but if they have perfect vision, you'll take them too, right?
Nobody with glasses.
Oh, yeah, no one with glasses. That's out of the question.
Yeah. You want to avoid the whole four eyes comments. That's not good in part of being a sales force. And it doesn't matter. But like you said, if you're a diver, that's a bonus because you can actually, talk firsthand about the benefits of Reef Safe being good for the reef as opposed to all that other sun care stuff that's out there on the shelves that when it washes off your skin, when you dive into the water, it settles down on the reef and potentially kills it or smothers it. And that's not good, and that's what Reef Safe is out there to help alleviate or help to solve that problem that a lot of people don't even realize exists.
Yeah, and it's worldwide. side, too.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't know till a couple years ago when I started seeing Dan's products out there at the shows, and some people alerted me to this. I never realized that how big of a problem sun care or suntan lotion and oils affect the reef, the thing that we go down in the water in the first place to go check out. And you don't want to be going down there and contributing to the degradation of what we go down there and take pictures of and like to swim around and observe. So ReefSafe, great product, tropicalseas.com. That's where they can go and get information on how to contact you, Dan. Is that the best way?
They can email sales@tropicalseas.com. That's the easiest.
Sales@tropicalseas.com. There you go. All right, Dan, have a great day and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, all right?
Thanks, Greg.
There you go. All right. That'll do it for this week. You know, hopefully that gave you a few ideas. Remember, give the gift of scuba. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You always need another dive buddy, and it's all about sharing our love of the underwater world. Go in there, get a certificate from your local dive center, and put it under the tree or whatever holiday gift idea you need. All right, there you go. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.